Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning, folks. What a great Friday morning it is. I just got done meeting with one of my good friends. We had breakfast. Just totally enjoying business. And every now and then, when you can hang out, get together with somebody, focus on where they're going, where you're going, isn't that what it's about? Isn't it called networking? And I love that. It's a beautiful day at the beach. It's Friday. We've got radio for your mind today and Aces Radio Live tonight, 5 p.m. Central. The wonderful Donna Valdez, one of the founders of RealSavvySuccess.com, will be on the radio show with Jim and I. This gal is phenomenal. I have been helping and supporting her team for over a decade, and her and Jackie Almer and Maya Davies and some of their other great people have put together a wonderful women's empowering conference in October. I'm going to be down there the 14th through the 17th working with them. It's going to be a phenomenal time. The Power of Referrals. We are still in Mary Christensen's book, Make Your First Million in Network Marketing, the proven techniques you can use to achieve financial success. One of the reasons I feel this is so important, I'm in a correspondence right now. I'm going to take this correspondence live this afternoon, on the social profiles and in my evening news report, because in this correspondence I'm having, the person's talking about the average person can't make it in network marketing. And I sadly disagree with that. I see where they're coming from. Totally understand where they're coming from. But I believe this is the greatest industry if you apply the techniques that Mary talks about in this book, that the majority of us leaders talk about. Does it change, you know, when you make it to the top in a comp plan, do the techniques change and stuff like that? I don't believe so. I believe that it's all important, and this is where I want to go with it. The Power of Referrals. Listen to what Mary writes here. There's another form of gold waiting to be discovered among everyone you contact, referrals. You may not agree with the social psychologists who say each of us know 2,000 people, but even if you called, say, only 100 and each gave you one lead from all of the hundreds of people they know, you will have another 100 people to call. In reality, they'll probably give you two or three. These are the precious material required to build your business. Bob Budine calls it the power of who. You know people. Referrals, the lost art and science of referrals is a training that I have created and done over the years. And we'll pull that out of the archives and do that sometime. But referrals are the key. See, if you go in and you build a solid relationship with people, even if they tell you no, even if they're not happy, and they say, nah, that's just not for me, I'm not looking for that. But if they're happy with you, they will know somebody that needs to check out what you're doing. That's the way that it works. But most people, they don't follow up, let alone ask for referrals. See, what you want to know is who do they know? Who do they feel could use your products or services? Who do they know that might be looking for a good business opportunity, and this would be right up their alley? These are the things that are important. Mary shares her personal story. She said, when we relocated to North America, I knew no one. In the weeks prior to my departure, I chatted to everyone about how excited I was to this new challenge. I asked if they knew anyone in North America who would be interested in the business. Less than a week before I left New Zealand, while having a last-minute dental checkup, I asked my dentist, no easy task with a mouth full of apparatus, he suggested I contact a friend of his in Vancouver. I did. We met, and within a few months, she had the fastest-growing business for that company in North America. The lesson is, you never know where you're going to find the next nugget of gold unless you keep finding new ones and you start sifting through the sands and you keep focusing for what you want. So when you talk with referrals, ask them for referrals also. This is a beautiful way to look at duplication. Ask for referrals, then ask the referrals for referrals, then ask those referrals, referrals, referrals for a referral. That's a lot of referrals. See, when you start looking at it like that, all of a sudden, wow. And the only reason we don't ask for referrals is because we lack a confidence somewhere. We have a limiting belief. This is not a bad thing. Don't get all defensive. Okay, I've already had two conversations today that seem to be from a defensive nature. You should never get defensive on things. You should constantly be learning, constantly be growing, constantly be focused on where you need to go next, what you need to be able to do, what you need to be able to accomplish. That's the key. Always be listening. Always find out exactly why somebody needs something. Always say, I can take care of this one way or the other. By the way, who do you know? By the way, who do you know? Thank you. I wish this would have worked out for us. Hey, by the way, who do you know? That's the key. And too many times we fall short on that. Too many times we do not ask for the referral. And you know what? I've analyzed this in my own life trying to figure it out. Because there's times I do it. Trying to figure out, why is it that we don't ask? What is it we're afraid of? Are we somewhere deep inside embarrassed because we're with a network marketing or an MLM company? Are we somewhere inside, do we not think we can take care of our clients, our customers, our organizations? What is it that causes our limiting beliefs? It causes us not to focus in on what should be focused in on. They're tough questions, but they're questions we got to ask. Questions we need to know. It's interesting. I think the men and women that are in party plans might have it a little easier. Because when they're holding their parties, they have all this collateral that they use, all the paperwork where you write down your names or you write down if you want to have a party. You know, they're just some expectations that are built into it after they have their shows and they're showing off all of their cool stuff. So it makes you wonder, well, what is it that's happening? What are we doing different? And I got to thinking, my friend Garrett McGrath has taken the best of party plan and put it into his network marketing business. He has what he calls tasting parties. And they get together and they're going and using their product and they're having people taste the product and learn about the product as they're moving forward. I thought, man, this is pretty slick. This is pretty good. You know, you guys, we all have to do the same thing. Let's say that we're out doing a one-on-one. If you're not with a technology company or a financial service company, or if you're with a product-driven business, take your product with you. Share it with them. I don't even care if it's jewelry, if it's clothing, makeup, whatever. Take it with them. Let them try it. Say, look, here it is. Even if they're not interested, they will have a personal experience. And you'll be able to say, hey, who do you know? Who do you know? Mary writes in here, never stop looking for new leads. Whether you're selling 101, party plan, or both, I cannot overstate the importance of asking for ongoing bookings and referrals. Your business will grow only when you are consistently looking for new business leads. Folks, this is imperative. My friend Enrique Garibay over at MLMleads.com is a phenomenal owner of a lead generation company. Goes out of his way to find and to tweak and to work to create leads and campaigns for all these different companies. He will be the first one to tell you that even when you call a cold lead, what we would call a lead from his company, and that person says no, after you've built a small relationship, they say no, you should still be asking for referrals. That's just the nature of the business. If you get one of those leads, you build the relationships, they say yes, then you start working their market. You don't continue to work your leads per se. You want to work and get them excited, work their warm market, help them out, get them built. That's the key to it all. That's how we grow this thing. That's how we build this thing. You constantly have to be looking. That's how big business is done, as a matter of fact. It's amazing to me. You know, big business, CEOs, presidents, SVPs, they never stop looking for things. They are constantly looking to find ways to build that business, constantly looking for new talent to bring in to take it to the next level. Always looking for an answer, always looking for something that will move them to the next place. We have to constantly be doing that ourselves. See, ongoing referrals, Mary writes this so well, Ongoing referrals pump life into your business. Network marketing works if you do, and you have to keep working at getting great referrals. You cannot let your business die. You cannot live on yesterday's successes. I constantly am trying to find ways in my own business, my own company, to take it to the next level. I try to articulate my passion for my business to take it to the next level. I look for strengths. I look for weaknesses. I'm not afraid to admit when I have a weakness, when the company, when our products, services, whatever. That's what people are looking for. So when you're talking to referrals, it's the same thing. If you're authentic with those referrals, if you're authentic with the people that you're asking referrals from, the sky will be the limit on getting those referrals. I would tell you to ask for 5, maybe 10. Most people, right off the top of their head, could come up with 5 good referrals. And then you work, and I mean work those referrals. Start building the relationship with them. Don't go in there, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, ask for a sale. Go in there and build it right. Work on finding those answers that you need. You know, Mary says this, Hubert Humphrey said it, Art Williams, everybody I've ever known has always said you can never have too many names. Look, you're never going to be able to get through all the names, but you can never have too many names. You want to constantly be working with people. So what you want to do is you want to get it overbooked. You want to, if you're in the party plan, you want to have too many names. You want to be able to get them all. And I would suggest that you get all the names, and maybe the ones that you contact, get them in a small database so that you can follow up. Get them in a CRM program so that you can follow up. Make it happen the way it needs to happen. That's going to be the key. You want to take it to the next level. Think of that first set of names that you've created, your inner circle, your who, as Bob Boudin said. Who in that list, 12, 15, 25, whatever it is, could you contact today and say, look, man, I know we've talked. You know what I'm doing now. I know you're stoked. You've got your own stuff going on. Hey, can we chat? I need some referrals, man. I'm taking this to the next level. Who do you know that could work with me? You know my integrity. You know my authenticity. Who do you have that would work with me? And you take it that level. You go find it. Go back, and this is how you're going to build your business. And then when you're in the middle of this and you feel like you've hit a stagnant spot, pull those lists out and start making some calls. Always, always take full responsibility for the growth or the lack thereof of your business. It's just the way it is. Unless you call somebody that just got out of prison and has no friends, you're always going to have people that you can talk to. Always going to find people. If you're in the right market, if you have the right clients in the beginning who are going to give you the right referrals, you can constantly grow and build this way. It happens all the time. But what about if you're one of these people that say, Troy, I'm like Mary, I just moved to the United States, I don't know anybody. How can you start building your list? How can you start to take your business to the next level? Where are you going to meet the right people? Let me give you some ideas. You can jot these down. This isn't rocket science. If you're a man, maybe you're going to go to the barber shop and hang out and meet some people there. Get to know your barber, who's going to know a boatload of people. Maybe you do like Mary did and you find a new dentist and you start talking to the dentist. Maybe you go to a social group. Get to know people. B&I, isn't that business something? You can go there. You can go to Kiwanis. You can go to the JCs. You can go to the Chamber. You start meeting people. Go hang out at Starbucks. There's going to be other people like you that hang out at Starbucks. You get to know people. Go out and find a small local restaurant. You know, I always pick nice small restaurants for breakfast where I get to know the owners, the wait staff, the other people that come in and enjoy it. I want to get to know them well so that I can ask them and I can talk to them, find out who they know, who I know, find out who we know together. Maybe you join the gym. get in the gym and some of the people you're going to work out with, if you're in health and nutrition, weight loss supplement, take your product, drink it, use it. Maybe join a women's group if you're marketing clothing or jewelry and you wear it. You know, this is the things that you do. Get involved with school. Get involved in social programs where you all have something in common. You share a shared value, a shared experience first and foremost, can do wonderful stuff. Now I want to make it very clear. You're not wanting just to close the sale. You're wanting to build these new relationships because you need friends in your life. But you're also doing this so that you can take away some additional growth. You can say, you know, do you know anybody? We've gotten to know each other. I know you're very happy and successful where you're at, but who do you know that might be able to work with me? I'm looking to expand my business. Be professional. You're expanding something. This is your business. This isn't a fly-by-night, part-time, you know, hobby. It's something you're proud of. Maybe you look around at local trade shows that are business opportunity-oriented or stuff like that, and you go in there. Maybe, as a matter of fact, I'll take it even a step further. I know they have home shows. Maybe you're in a company where you're selling like the old home interiors company, where you've got internal stuff you can sell. Well, why don't you go set up a booth? Maybe there's going to be a wellness or a fitness expo. You can go set up a booth with your products. These are what's going to help set you apart. This is the power behind where you're going and what you're doing. Look for a direct sales list, a marketing list. Maybe you can put a postcard campaign together. Yeah, that may sound a little antiquated, but people get excited when they get mail. And nobody's doing it anymore. So it would be a perfect way for you to build and expand your business. Open up with people that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Talk to them. Maybe even advertise in your local newspaper that you're going to hold some kind of a community event and put together an educational-based presentation. See, that, I think, can help you immensely. So when we look at everything, we're in a people-driven business. We've got to continually be growing, got to continually have people. We've got to continually move it to the next level. In doing this, it helps us to succeed in a big, big way. It helps us to take things and expand on them and move them forward. Your business needs, as a consultant building their own marketing and distribution company, you have to have new people all the time, people that want to build a business, people that want to use your products, people that are going to help you succeed, and you're going to help them succeed. It's a win-win-win situation for everybody. Mary writes this, running a successful network marketing business means being a successful recruiter. To keep your business alive, you can never stop finding new people. They will be your business's life force. Make recruiting an everyday activity until it becomes a way of life. When you're recruiting people, it could be for the business. It can also be for your product. And that's what you must always remember. You're constantly looking for new people that are going to use your product, new people that are going to be a part of your business, new people that are going to get involved at every level so that your business will continue to grow. That's it, folks. That's the power behind it. This is Friday. You have the weekend to munch on and analyze everything that we've gone through. Next Monday, we will start Chapter 13, Your People Files, keeping the customer files, keeping your downline files. It's going to be a blast. You're going to love this. Remember, this afternoon, Aces Radio Live. You can go to acesradiolive.com. Donna Valdez, 5 p.m. Central. This is going to be an exciting show. Jimmy and I are really big in promoting the female leaders in our industry because they are the unsung heroes. Do you know that women in direct sales of every kind save more money, make more money, and have less headaches than the men do? That's because they're nurturers. They're not competitors like we are. They're not out there trying to dominate. They're out there trying to grow something and nurture it. It's going to be a fun show this afternoon. This is a short show today. I want to give you guys some time off. I've got some priorities I got to take care of, but live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here next Monday morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.